Among those departments close to fully reopening to the public this week would be City Hall, Parks and Recreation, and Public Works, with several safety precautions in place, including wearing masks and practicing social distancing. Parks and Rec is looking to reopen two of its popular buildings this Friday, the Teen Center and the pool. The Teen Center may have the easiest time reopening, as its use typically decreases in the summer as outdoor programs are increased. City Manager Mike Twenge.
So the plan is to reopen the Teen Center, and I understand during the summer months it's about 20% capacity of what the winter months are. So a lot fewer participants, more outdoor activities, therefore less indoor activities at the Teen Center.
Parks and Rec has also developed a thorough screening tool for swimming pool patrons.
Congregating on the deck of the pool, occupancy of the pool is limited to 50% or 50 participants in the water. They will be screening people when they come in the door, asking some simple questions about if they're ill or if they've had a fever. They will be required to come dressed, you know, with their suit on, so there's less time in the locker room area, avoiding congregation, of course. They're going to clean the facility after people, you know, use it, so their protocols are pretty much established.
The Teen Center and pool are scheduled to reopen this Friday, and Parks and Rec summer programs will start June 15th. City departments, including Public Works, however, are housed in the Borough Building, and the Kodiak Island Borough has yet to reopen their facilities and have not announced when they will reopen. In the meantime, members of the public looking to pay a bill or request information will be able to enter only the main front door.
There's a reception desk there, and they can screen people there. There'll be drop boxes for payments, and if there's any forms that need to go to us, we will be able to collect them from the front or have them walk back to our departments. We'd like to keep the door, two hallway doors downstairs locked to the public.
Other city departments have said they are not ready to fully reopen. Kodiak Police and Kodiak Fire Departments will still remain closed to the public, but both buildings have a receptionist desk to serve any patrons. And the Kodiak Public Library building will continue to remain closed for the public for the next 2 weeks while they continue their curbside and call-in services for patrons requesting library materials, free Wi-Fi in the parking lot, and their summer outdoor programs. Library staff returned to the library to work earlier this week, but they are not comfortable allowing the public back in just yet.
They're not comfortable to open up to the public because this is probably one of our biggest public buildings. I think it was 25% of the occupancy is like 85 people, which is way too many people in the building. They like to have it limited down to 15 people at one time, if possible, and have some hour restrictions. So kind of, you know, capacity come and go, come and go.
Kodiakans can anticipate the soft reopening of the library on June 15th. Putting these safety measures into effect is an additional financial burden that the city will incur, as buildings will need minor upgrades such as plastic screens and receptionist tables, and additional staff time to screen patrons. Councilmember John Whitten acknowledged this cost.
Just a cost question, and it looks like especially with the pool, the cost to do these additional mitigation is going to be significant, so are we able to track that and bill that against COVID-related funds?
True, yes. We will be tracking and allocating towards the CARES Act if we decide to choose that funding. We recognize it will, I think everyone recognizes the added cost to provide these safety measures.
Twenge plans to buy supplies in bulk for all departments to save money. Some council members expressed concerns over areas within the city limits that don't have clear mitigation plans. Council Member Charlie Davidson.
How are we monitoring those fishing boats coming in with crew members? And is it lawful that if we can have these temperature takers where you go into the air, where we can have immediate as to whether or not they have a fever? Are we doing anything like that? And could we if we're not?
We're not taking temperatures. We have a harbor use agreement that people are filling out with there's information in there that they agreed to comply with. And
Twenge responded about self-policing and self-quarantining and that it's ultimately the responsibility of the captain. Councilmember Whitten added,
"Fishermen, I've talked to a couple of fishermen who are actually quarantining crews on the boats. They're taking them groceries every few days, and the guys are staying on the boats. So that's that. I think they're probably conforming as much as possible. So they're taking it seriously. They, especially guys who are going up into the bay tender, they don't want to take a chance of anybody getting sick and losing that tender job. So I think they're really paying close attention to this."
But the specter of a large coronavirus breakout continues to concern the city, even as it plans to reopen. Mayor Pat Branson.
"What happens if we have an outbreak of cases here? What happens then with the facilities?"
So that's a question that's asked quite often, and we'll see where the cases are, if they're in Kodiak.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if they're in Kodiak and they're in a specific area that we can isolate, that'll be a mitigation measure by just isolating those infected people. If it's more scattered and widespread and we don't know the source of it, I anticipate a retraction in the opening.
For KMXT News, I'm Jared Griffin.